Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist to billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Lost causes are the only ones worth fighting for. Winston Churchill. What's up, everyone? This is Mark Menard here with Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement: change lives. And look, you heard the quote. Today I'm sharing a little bit of the story behind the story, and let's just get into it. Imagine right in the middle of World War II. I know you've all heard of this dude, Adolf Hitler, right? The dictator, he was going around, he was declaring war with the entire world, committing genocide, and you're called in to step up as the prime minister of England over Europe. Now listen to me, that means that you're working directly with the king and overseeing all these decisions that are made about war and strategy and making all those calls. In the midst of World War II, when Adolf Hitler was continuing to dominate, to murder and take over country by country by country, and everyone was terrified of him. Now to top it off, imagine this. You weren't always the most popular person. A lot of people called you weird. You lost a lot of elections throughout your lifetime, but now they pulled you in. Now the king you're working for is indecisive, and also there's other people that work high up with him that didn't even want you to be in office. So you're dealing with all that drama. Then to top it off, they throw on you, look, we're in a situation now the public doesn't know about, but most of your troops, we have 100,000 troops that are on this beach right here, and they're most likely going to die. Because the way Hitler's army is marching in and crushing everyone, and now you need to make a decision. Are you going to have them keep standing up and fighting, or are we going to admit not just defeat, but are we going to try to come to some type of mediation with Adolf Hitler? Now, this is everything he was faced with the moment he got elected. He's sitting there in the boardroom with him, and all the higher-ups are saying, look, you need to sit down. We can negotiate with him. We can save those 100,000 lives. We can negotiate with Adolf Hitler. What would you do? On one hand, and I'm talking about Winston Churchill, by the way, and I'm sharing an amazing movie that I just saw from him called The Darkest Hour. I recommend you check it out. I'm going to be sharing some stuff from that. But a scene from it, he's sitting there trying to figure it all out. And what I loved about it is, first of all, it shows the humanness that all of us have. Because a lot of times we read the story after it's happened, and we think people like that, they're just born with the courage. But he struggled a lot with this. But one thing he told them right off the bat is, we can't start making compromises with Adolf Hitler. We can't start making deals with this dictator. This guy is committing genocide. He's putting people under communist control. If we start compromising with him now, where's that going to lead off? And so he left that first meeting saying, we won't give up, we won't give in, and we will die fighting. Now, you would think that that would all end with a standing ovation and everything's good to go, but it wasn't like that at all. They all started becoming more divided. They became more worried. They became more fearful. They started plotting ways to get Winston Churchill out of office because they were saying, we want to make a way to compromise and save our troops and give in and almost take the easy way out. But he continued to battle with this behind the scenes. And I want you to think about the importance of following your gut for these so-called lost causes. And the importance of continuing to go with what's in your heart, what's in your gut. Because deep down, he knew that Adolf Hitler was an evil man. And they could not compromise with him. But then on the other hand, he's thinking, I have 100,000 lives on the line. So look, we've said it before. Leadership is a lonely island where much is given, much is required. So as you continue to go to these new levels, you're going to continue to be faced with harder choices. And I always say that's because God is trusting you with these bigger decisions. He trusts you with this adversity. But Winston Churchill took it home to his wife and he was like, what am I going to do? And no one could give him the perfect answer. And some of them was like, should I protect these troops? But deep down in his gut, he knew they couldn't make negotiations with Adolf Hitler. So what did he do? Well, the movie really takes you on the full journey. You have to watch the movie. Whoever played him needs to win an Oscar. It was so incredible. Winston Churchill's story behind the story, someone I respect so much. But what did he do? Well, sometimes you have to step away from everything that you're surrounded around to get a new, fresh perspective. And that's what he did. So the Prime Minister of England, who's never known to be riding around like without their giant, if you imagine like Air Force One, like these days with all the security and stuff, he rides early in the morning, the subways, like throughout England, and they see him get on there and everyone's staring at him. They all have to stand up when he comes on, and he comes in with his top hat and his cane, this old man, and sits down and he looks at them all and he's like, sit. And he's literally just riding with them on the subway. And he just starts having a conversation with them. I love this. It takes courage to be authentic, to have that authenticity. And he started talking to me. He said, what would you guys do if you knew you were in a situation that a lot of these soldiers were at risk, but what do you guys think about making negotiations with Adolf Hitler and saving, you know, if we could maybe save these people? And one lady stand up and she's like, I would rather literally die fighting. If the soldiers come in, let them come in. If they break the barriers down, I will fight them with my broomstick to the death. And then another guy, this little boy chimes in, this little 6-year-old. And he's like, we will not bow down to Adolf Hitler. He's like, we will fight them in our streets. We will fight them. We will do what it takes. We will die fighting for what's right versus negotiating with this monster. And one by one, 100% of them continue to say the same thing, which was his gut feeling all along. They would rather die for what was right first becoming enslaved for what's not only not right, first becoming enslaved and making negotiations. There's no such thing of making negotiations with a dictator like Adolf Hitler. And so he started to unify the people. And then this time he went back to speak, not just in front of the board, but the whole entire campaign of people. The king was there. Everyone was there. And this time he said, and they thought that he was going to make negotiations. And this time he said, I rode the subway. Like, I got the consensus. I talked to the people. And he mentioned their names. Like, this little boy, Johnny, said he would rather die fighting in the streets for what is right versus negotiating with Adolf Hitler, this terrorist, and back down and let him take over all these years of what we fought for our independence. He went on telling each story, and then he went on to tell them the victory that they're going to have and how they're going to unite more and how everyone in the country would continue to come together and fight against him. And he gave his famous speech of, like, through blood, through sweat, through tears, we shall prevail. And this time, he got a standing ovation by everyone in there, even the people that were threatening him, that were against him. They all stood up, they applauded, and they moved forward. And over time, they had a victory over Adolf Hitler. We know America got involved. He was part of getting America involved in that fight, by the way, because he had the courage to continue to take action. Had he not, literally, the entire course of history would be different. And so what I want to leave today with, first of all, with you listening to this thing right here, the quote I started with, is they told him at the beginning, when he said, we need to keep fighting for what's right, they said, it's a lost cause. And he said, but lost causes are the only ones worth fighting for. Miracle territory does not exist. It takes the impossible in order to have a miracle. It takes lost causes to have massive faith, to need God to make those miracles happen. Miracle territory doesn't happen within the comfort zone. And they continued to prevail. And then he gave his famous speech where he said, never give up, never give in, never give in. And that became famous throughout history, because he continued to follow his gut and do what is right. And I'm telling you, when you're listening to this right now, don't think that one person can't change the world, because they can. And I need you to understand this, that one person is you. So never settle, never give up, and keep elevating beyond.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Moon. Yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.